the time for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at about this time, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields related to the pandemic. Now, today, some have been saying that a yearly COVID shot could be in our future, much like the flu shot. It's another indication that this pandemic likely will never leave us, at least not the disease, and instead will adapt living to it. For this and other COVID-related topics, we are joined now on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. William Schaffner. If you've got a question you'd like answered, please email us at kcbsradio.com. That would be ask us at kcbsradio.com. Again, that's ask us at kcbsradio.com. And Dr. Schaffner is professor of preventive medicine at the Department of Health Policy at Vanderbilt University. Doctor, thank you so much for taking the few minutes to talk to us, or taking the time to talk to us today. What do you think the likelihood is of an annual COVID shot?
Well, you know, Melissa, we're not quite there yet, but we may have taken the first steps down that road. We now have available a new, updated, bivalent COVID vaccination, and everyone is qualified for that if you have had vaccination or illness in the past. And if it's been at least 2 months since your last vaccine dose, you're eligible for this new booster, this updated vaccine. And if you've had COVID recently, count off 3 months before you get this new booster. It ought to protect us better as we get into the winter months, where we expect, once again, at least some degree of a surge of COVID. We've had that for the last two winters.
Now, the FDA and CDC guidance says waiting at least 2 months before you're eligible. But there are some people who are suggesting 3 to 6 months is a better target, even for your last vaccination, from your last vaccination. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there isn't any doubt that it's at least 2 or 3 months, depending upon whether you have counting from vaccine or counting from illness. You can wait longer. And there are some data to suggest that you actually get a better and broader immune response if you wait a little bit longer. So it all depends on your particular circumstances. Are you going to get exposed a lot, or are you still taking other precautions that can provide measures of protection for yourself?
And do you anticipate us eventually landing to a yearly COVID vaccine, or do you think this will become a thing where it might be twice yearly?
Well, you know, we're not quite there yet, Melissa. We don't know that yet. It could be on an annual basis, and then we'll get it with our regular flu vaccine. And since I've mentioned flu vaccine, I'd like to remind everyone that we're now entering the influenza vaccination season. And yes, we need to get vaccinated against that virus also. The recommendations are simple. If you're older than 6 months of age, you should also get your influenza vaccine.
And we understand you can get the influenza, the flu vaccine and the COVID shot at the same time.
You can. You're likely to get one in one arm, one in the other. But yes, you can get them simultaneously. There's no contraindication to that.
All right. Are you still protected? Actually, we're going to get into, let me set this up here. We're going to get into some of our listener questions now. If you've got a question for Dr. Schaffner, just email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. This listener wants to know if people are still protected if they don't get a shot yearly. For example, if they were to get COVID once every year or once every 18 months or so.
Well, COVID itself does provide a measure of protection. There's no doubt about it. Now, the combination of COVID plus getting our updated booster gives us a higher level of protection and broader coverage against these new variants that are out there. So the recommendation is, even though you've recovered from COVID, yep, you still are eligible for this updated booster.
All right. We just were talking about getting a COVID shot and a flu shot at the same time. This listener wants to know if there are any concerns about getting them at the same time.
There are not. You don't get a summation of adverse events, except, yes, you might have a sore arm on each side this time for a day or two. But other than that, there's no contraindication of getting them both at the same time. And that'll be very convenient for many people.
And when we talk about the new bivalent vaccines, the ones that target the Omicron subvariants, mm-hmm. as well as the original strain of the virus, they currently are recommended for people 12 and up. Pfizer's 12 and up, Moderna's 18 and up. This listener wants to know if you think that there will be any change in the vaccines for kids 11 and under anytime soon.
Well, I don't know about anytime soon. The studies in children are currently underway, but I wouldn't expect results of that until at least the midwinter. So at the moment, the real issue is so many children have not even received the first dose of vaccine. And that's what we need to really be focused on. Let's get all of our children vaccinated. And yes, they have a current booster schedule. Let's keep up with that.
You know, we talk about this a little bit on this program, but I'm interested in your thoughts about what can be done to convince parents who might be hesitant to take their kids to get COVID vaccines.
Very important. And my usual and universal recommendation is please take a moment, sit down with your own pediatrician, your own family doctor, and have a careful, thoughtful conversation with them. They are there for you. They will help you walk through that decision.
And are there resources available for families that maybe don't have a regular doctor?
Well, there they can go to health departments, right? And health departments are ready to administer the vaccines also. And, of course, for adults and older children, pharmacies are ready to administer these vaccines. And let's remind everyone, they continue to be free and they are widely available.
All right. This listener wants to know about the research and development of treatments for COVID, specifically because this listener believes that emphasizing vaccines might be a little bit farsighted since there are people who aren't getting them.
Sure. We do have treatments, and that's very, very fortunate. The one that we know the most about is Paxlovid. That's a treatment that, should you become infected, you should get as quickly as possible if you're in a high-risk group, if you're older, if you have an underlying illness, and for sure if you're immune-compromised. This antiviral drug, Paxlovid, is designed to keep you out of the hospital, to prevent this infection from gathering steam and being worse in your body. It wants to keep you out of the hospital, make your infection less severe.
You are listening to Ask an Expert on KCBS with Dr. William Schaffner from Vanderbilt University. If you've got a question, again, email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. Doctor, this listener wants to know if we have any idea at this point whether COVID might eventually just fall by the wayside, fizzle out, and go away completely.
Well, that's in no one's crystal ball at the moment. We anticipate that COVID in its various forms, with perhaps new variants, will be with us for the foreseeable future. So kind of crossing your fingers and hoping that it will just disappear, that's not a viable strategy. We're going to have to, as you suggested, Melissa, in the setup for this piece, we're going to have to adjust ourselves, adapt ourselves to this virus, just as we do with influenza, and do the best we can in order to keep its impact, hospitalizations, long COVID, as low as possible. And vaccination, I think, will continue to be fundamental to keeping the impact of COVID as low as possible.
All right. This listener wants to know if the boosters that have just been introduced will protect us through the holidays. And this is not clear, but assuming maybe if somebody gets their booster now or within the next few weeks, particularly if we see a surge this winter.
Well, that's certainly the intention. And we hope that these boosters, which are bivalent, that is, they are a combination, part of which is directed exactly at those BA4, BA5 variants that are out there now, will provide us the sort of protection that will take most of us through the holidays and into the new year. Now, we always have to mention there are older persons who are frail, people with underlying illnesses, those who are immune compromised, who, even though they're vaccinated, may not be able to respond to the vaccine optimally. Their immune systems just can't do that. We have to remind them they should also take the additional precautions of wearing masks when they're in crowded indoor environments. And of course, if they get sick, contact their healthcare provider just very promptly, because they may indeed be candidates for Paxlovid, that antiviral drug.
All right, this listener wants to know if there is any evidence that mixing the shot brands, for example, one Pfizer, one Moderna, is a little bit better for protection than sticking with one or the other.
Actually, there are such data, so that mixing and matching seems to provide a somewhat higher antibody level than sticking with the same brand. So a lot of my patients have indeed mixed and matched. The important thing, though, is not to postpone these vaccinations while you're looking for the other brand for too long. A vaccination postponed is often a vaccination never received, so you have to be persistent.
At this point, there are people who might be on their fifth shot, the two original series, the first booster, the second booster, now this Omicron booster. If they're mixing and matching, should they be going back and forth? Or I shouldn't say should, but is that what produces the higher response? Or if maybe they started with Moderna and then switched to Pfizer, they could stick with Pfizer for a couple shots?
I think you can do whatever you like. You know, those real nuanced issues, how often do you switch, have not been studied carefully. But I think at least one switch in the vaccination series will likely, according to the data, give you somewhat higher antibody levels.
All right. This listener wants to know if there's any evidence of any new side effects from the new formulations of vaccine.
No new side effects. This is a vaccine that we've given over, get this, 600 million doses in the United States alone, let alone the rest of the world. I don't think there's anything about the safety of these vaccines that we don't know yet. They're remarkably safe.
All right. This is a listener who seems to have a very different attitude from people who might be a little bit vaccine hesitant. They want to know if they get the new COVID booster within the next couple of weeks, if they can get another in January.
That's not recommended at the present time, and I'd be rather skeptical about that, about repeated receipt of this new bivalent vaccine. At the moment, the recommendations are one time for this new bivalent vaccine.
All right. This listener wants to know whether vaccines or boosters contain a live virus.
They do not contain a live virus. They just contain the elements that stimulate your body to produce the antibody, but they do not contain the live virus. There is no live virus vaccine in the United States.
All right. You had mentioned masks a few minutes ago. So for our last question, this listener wants to know which mask type is best for an infected person to wear to prevent them from infecting other people if they have to be around somebody else.
Well, then I would clearly recommend the so-called N95 or KN95 masks. They provide the most secure fit around your nose and your cheeks, making it less likely that you infect others if you have to be around them while you're infected.
All right, doctor. We thank you very much for the time today. That is Dr. William Schaffner with Vanderbilt University's Medical Center, our guest today on Ask an Expert.